This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is an American tradition on a nice spring day, go to a few real estate open houses looking for a new place to live. And in some parts of the country, in the hottest housing markets, low inventory is sparking bidding wars, driving up prices. But for real bargain hunters, a new report suggests there are some worthy fixer-uppers in the Rust Belt. Shannon Mullen reports.
In Detroit, the American dream will set you back about $41,500. The Motor City tops Realty Tracks list of best places to buy a bank-owned home built before 1960.
We wanted to look at the slice of the market that still represents a good bargain for buyers in this environment.
Realty Track Vice President Darren Blomquist says a lot of the cities on the list have an older, distressed housing stock, and that turns off investors. But he adds people drawn to the low cost of living in, say, Cleveland or St. Louis could afford to buy a house and rehab it. At Oberlin College in Ohio, economist Ron Chung cautions bargain hunters to keep in mind the Rust Belt is still on the mend.
Each of those cities has to find its way of differentiating itself so as to attract residents that are going to stay there for a long time.
Chung says buyers should really check out the neighborhood, things like the crime level and the quality of public schools. Another indicator, median home prices should be rising. In that case, Toledo, Ohio has the best prospects in the Midwest. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.